Hello, Autism Warrior, and welcome to Barefoot Autism Warriors podcast. I'm Ninka Bernadette Mauritsen, and I am here to tell you that autism is a consciousness test. It's a wake-up call, and it's your chance to turn your life around. And when you do, everything changes. You have to take time off. Step away from the recovery process. If you are helping other people, if you are a mom, especially if you're someone with a child who's struggling, you are already doing more than you humanly, possibly biologically can and or are designed to do. So let's dive into how taking a step back, taking a break, working less, and helping other people less can actually speed up the turnaround process for your child and actually make sure that you are there for your child long term, because if you don't, you might not be. So there are some biological, some practical, and some spiritual reasons why resting is so important for you. There are actually things that your body can only do if you rest. There are spiritual reasons why you have to rest if you want to save your child and yourself. And there are actually neurological and biological reasons why rest improves your impact. If you want to recover your child, if you want to turn symptoms like tantrums and screaming and eloping, aggression and violence around, and if you haven't really seen results, no matter what diets you've tried, no matter what practitioners you've gone to, no matter how much time you've spent on a recovery process or anything, until you rest, it won't happen. And I'll give you the four reasons why, and I'll give you two scary spiritual insights. You gotta know whether you're hearing from God or you're hearing from the darkness, the distraction, the enemy, the satanic realm, the demonic realm, because that realm is strong and it's a loud voice and it will destroy you and your child and your health and your business and your mind if you don't know how to shut that voice off. But before we begin, hit the subscribe button or give me a like so that I can help other moms turn symptoms around without these exhausting diets and protocols and therapies that actually give no long or lasting results for most moms. And that's what I'm here to do, since I turned my son's stimming, sleepless nights, eloping, aggression, nonverbal autism, sensory issues, picky eating, all those things around between 2004 and 2008. I'm on a mission to help other moms do the same, and you can help as well. Back to why you need to rest. So I'm actually recording this video right in front of, or right before, a super big change in my life where I'm going to work much less and where I'm going to post much less and where I'm stepping away from fitting into the algorithm on social media. In fact, I'm going to attempt to take every other week off, and I'm going to take 2 months off every year, because that is what I need at this stage in life to stay healthy, to stay there for my children, and to be strong enough to be able to help other moms turn symptoms around, autism symptoms and ADHD symptoms around for their children, long term and not just short term. I need to be able to step back, and so do you. Now, what are the four reasons why relaxing and stop focusing on the recovery, stop running to therapies, stop performing, stop being on Facebook, and stop working on your child, why that can actually speed up the process when it comes to actually change the symptoms? Number one is your nervous system. So if you are busy all the time, my experience as a coach who's been working with moms and women for over 16 years is that if your nervous system is in fight and flight, which it will be if you don't rest enough, if your nervous system is in fight and flight, it will affect your immune system, your detoxification, your gut health will be impaired. So that's bad for your health. But the bad thing about that is that your child actually mimics your nervous system. Your child reads your breathing pattern and mimics that. Your child reads your heart rate and mimics that. There are studies showing that many years after a child is born, it's so connected to the mother that it will mimic her. And so the nervous system of a child who's living with a mom who never rests and who's always performing, who's always stressed, the result will be that the child's nervous system and detoxification process and heart rate and immune system and gut health will be out of whack because of your nervous system that you will never allow to rest. So unless you heal your nervous system by resting and relaxing more, and I can help you with that. Just send me an email, contact@barefootautismwarriors.com, and I can give you exercises so that you can get this done immediately. I can send that to you. But your child's immune system and gut health and detoxification pathways will be impaired if you don't relax, which means that no matter how many therapies you'll do, no matter how much diet intervention you'll spend time and money on, it won't work until your nervous system works, until you rest and take time off and go for walks and read books, swim in the ocean, go to bed early, turn the light off, stop the scrolling on Facebook or any phone or tablet or screen. That was number one. Reason number two. Number two is that implementation and change actually requires that you're peaceful, that you rest and that you relax, because of two things. When you're constantly doing things and you feel like you're performing, it's often something we do out of a trauma response, because early on in life, we didn't feel like we were worthy enough just because of who we were. So in my case, I grew up in a dysfunctional family with no safety from mom and dad and a lot of like physical and mental abuse. And so I learned early on that I needed to perform to feel like I had a right to be in this world. And because I wasn't loved for who I was, I just kept on performing to earn my right to be in this world. This is a typical A-type personality performance trauma-based reaction. When we do that, we detach from the body because it feels painful to be in the body. It feels painful to do that to yourself. So you detach from the body and you're like a head on a stick. But it's actually in the body that you will understand what is going on with your child. So if you are not able to feel your own body, if you're not able to interpret your own body's feedback and symptoms and adjust lifestyle and nutrition according to that feedback, you won't be able to look at your child's symptoms and decide what to feed your child, what not to feed your child, how to change lifestyle and therapies and interventions based on that feedback. And it's almost like if you're detaching from the body to avoid pain, you're detaching from the body that is going to save you and give you information. It's like a phone line that you're cutting to avoid feeling the uncomfortable feelings. You're also going to avoid feeling and understanding the absolutely crucial information that you get from the body. So you cannot detach from the body and save your child and change your child's symptoms simultaneously. Reason number three is that implementation requires peace and not doing things. If you are constantly working, constantly scrolling, constantly working on your child's recovery process, constantly calling doctors, constantly researching, constantly worrying, never taking a step back and giving yourself a break, you will not implement. You will not step into the wisdom that is required to make real changes that changes your lives, your child's cognitive abilities, your child's ability to change and fit into the world, your child's physical changes, changing your child's diet. Because in order to implement things, we actually need to step back and look at things from the outside, which we cannot do when we are fully involved in the detail and the everyday and the stress and the research and the worry. It requires peace, just like the body needs to be asleep to fully detoxify and repair and restore from the many experiences and toxic exposures and interpretation and impressions that it's been exposed to throughout the day. You need to step back, switch off in order to implement and understand on a deeper level what's going on with yourself, your body, your child, your life, your purpose. So if you are not willing to relax, you're not going to be wise. It's going to be superficial level recovery where you are constantly in this state of immature superficiality, and it tends to be linked to learned helplessness and hopelessness, where you are always asking questions. You always have to ask other people what to do and why your child has this symptom and what you need to do about it. And you're trawling through Facebook groups because you cannot count on your own wisdom, because you never access it, because that wisdom only exists in peace and when you step back and when you reflect. Now, let me share the most important final fourth reason why you need to step back and relax. And it's a spiritual reason, and it's God's instruction. God tells you to relax, and the demonic realm tells you never to relax and always to worry. Let's dive into that one. God saved his people out of Egypt, and God is a God of peace, and God himself rested on the seventh day after he created everything. It is God's plan and structure that when you have worked, you need to step back and rest and relax and enjoy the fruit of your work. So the demonic realm, the ways of the world, is completely different. And that is why people are slaves to their work. They are slaves to a full-time job rather than staying at home and taking care of their kids and animals. We've been told through feminism and through this push and through the greed and through the financial pressure to keep two full-time jobs. And we've been told by other women, by society, that we always have to be doing something. It keeps us in this hamster wheel. And that's because we have this slave mentality. If we are in this world, if we don't get right with God, and if we don't know what he wants from us, if we don't know God's divine design, we will be trapped in slavery. And we'll be slaves to the phone, we'll be slaves to autism recovery, slaves to work, slaves to financial struggles, we'll be slaves to trying to look right, we'll be slaves to food and stimulants or our relationships or new age spirituality, or slaves to this negativity, this doubt, this fear that drives us to constantly worry about the future, about money, about our children. That is the satanic realm wants that for you. That voice, that negative voice on your shoulder, constantly installing fear in your mind, that is the satanic realm. And it is destructive. It is lies, because he is a liar. The prince of air, the satanic realm, Lucifer, is a liar. He's a deceptor. Whereas it is written in God's own book, in Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Psalms 127, verse 2. This is crazy. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves. It's the opposite of what's going on in this world. So if you feel like you're on a hamster wheel, if you feel like you constantly have to work on recovery, constantly have to perform and constantly are afraid of losing out, you know that it's not God's word, but the word of the enemy that is speaking to you. So the importance of rest is so important, and it's stated all over the Bible, even in Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This verse reminds us that Jesus is always here for us, and that it's this greed, it's this materialism, and it's this inability to have faith in the fact that God is actually shaping you through this adversity and through the symptoms he's communicating to you, to lean in faith and listen for the messages behind these symptoms, instead of thinking that you have to solve this by your own understanding, because we can't. We can listen, but we can only listen when we are resting. So make sure that you're resting. And finally, I want to share what I'm going to do about this, because this is a lifelong lesson for me as an overperformer, as someone who experiences a lot of spiritual attacks since I came to Christ 3.5 years ago. Because the demons and the demonic realm, the Luciferian realm, does not want you to heal, does not want you to feel peace, does never want you to rest, but wants to destroy you and make you ill from this overperformance. So finally, I want to say that God took his people out of Egypt, where the Israelites, they were slaves to the Pharaoh, and he treated them really badly. And God said, let my people go. And in many ways, that's what's happening right now with all these children that are struggling. It keeps us in slavery, and so does this modern world. And there are many different forms of slavery. I already talked about social media, work, vanity, pride, greed, lust for money, materialism, fear, and even the recovery journey can be slavery. New Age spirituality is an internal hamster wheel of looking for the next healing modality, the next way to fear, to fix your fear and your anxiety and your trauma, and reach this divine state of being that never exists, because that hole in the heart that we're trying to fix is actually a God-shaped hole that only God can fill. So in my case, I realized that social media keeps me in that slave mentality. And God is saying, let my people go. There's a reason why the more screen time, the more social media we are exposed to, the more anxiety and depression and suicidal tendencies, not just with adults, but especially with kids and young people too. So for me, what I am learning now is to allow myself to step away and have faith that God is providing. If he still wants me to be his hands and feet, if he still wants me to reach moms, and he wants me to help moms in order to glorify him through other children's healing of symptoms that society tells you you can't do anything about. The nonverbal autism, the tantrum screaming, sleepless nights, sensory issues, eloping, aggression, violence, mental health issues. If he wants me and use me to do that, his will be done. And I cannot, by overperforming and being part of this world and overworking, do what he's supposed to do. I also need to let go and let God do his work. And so for me, what I'm going to do is I'm going to step out of that algorithm, because that is slavery. Instagram and Facebook and the algorithm and trying to fit into that, that's slavery. I'm not going to do that anymore. I will be reachable on Instagram and Facebook, my community. I will have someone helping me with the communication in there, but I'm going to step away every other week to be with God and let him work through me, to reflect and step into wisdom, to regulate my nervous system. And then I'm going to take a month off in the summertime and a month off in the wintertime, as well as taking every other week off, because I know from experience that when I do that, that's when the miracles actually do happen. It's not when I'm constantly trying to be in the way and I'd never allow myself to rest. So for you, in order to regulate your nervous system so that your child can heal his or her gut, immune system, detoxification pathways, and immune system, in order for you to step into wisdom by looking at things from the outside, and for you to step out of that stress state that will by default cause a fight and flight reaction in the brain, so that the brain will not allow change. Because when the brain is in fight and flight, all change is dangerous and the brain will work against it, which means you'll fail at the diet, fail at the protocol, fail at the autism turnaround process. And in order for you to listen to God instead of listening to that satanic voice in the head always telling you to do more, never rest, you're never good enough, it's not going to happen, you're going to lose your house, you won't have enough money, you won't be able to feed your children, it's going to be too late. That is the lie of the satanic realm. It's a lie of Satan. And in order for you to listen to God instead, you actually need to read the Bible. Start with the New Testament and then read the whole Bible from beginning to end, over and over again, every single day. It's an organic book. It will speak to you. If you ask it questions, it will start coming up with answers. So those were my tips for you to get more time to relax. And actually, as I'm recording this, I'm preparing to step away for Easter, which is a holy time to celebrate Christ and what he did for us on the cross. So God bless you, and please rest. Your child needs you to rest, and so does your body.